What is it that makes a heart either good or bad? Well, the short answer to that is the grace of God in Christ Jesus. For we observe, both in ourselves and in other people, that our natural tendency is toward rebellion. We're born with a rebellious heart. The first word out of my mouth was no. We see in the world that so much of what is going on in this world, the destruction, the evilness, comes out of the bad hearts of the men and women who lead us and who are taking us down the path of destruction. There is a principle of sin. Paul called it the flesh. And opposing the flesh in our spirit is the Spirit of God. And when the Spirit of God comes into our lives through the grace that is in Jesus Christ, it drives away the spirit of the flesh. It begins when we find repentance. That is, when we change our mind, we're not going to follow sin anymore. We're going to follow God. We are not going to think one way about things. We're going to think God's way about things. We confess our sins to God. And in Jesus Christ, we have faith that our sins will be forgiven. We believe. And then we receive the Spirit of Christ, the Holy Spirit. And this Holy Spirit begins reforming our inmost being and begins driving away those things that are evil. And then there is that baptism of the Holy Spirit, which purifies our hearts. And God takes control of our hearts, and the Spirit of God then establishes our hearts in holiness, and we begin walking by the Spirit. Listen to what Paul said about this in Galatians chapter 5, beginning with verse 16. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. But if you be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, sensuality, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, sedition, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. Of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, against which there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another and envying one another. You see, it is the Spirit of God that produces a good heart. When we follow the Spirit of God and we give our hearts to God for Him to purify and to drive away the things of the flesh, so that what comes out of our heart is good and not evil, and then by the grace of God, it can be said that we have a good and godly heart. And our heart can bring forth love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Those things will come out of our heart as naturally as good fruit comes from a good tree. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I pray that you would reform my heart. Again, I give my heart to you every day, Lord. May you cleanse it, and may I be one who walks after the Spirit by your grace and your mercy. In Jesus' name, amen.